Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. It is so easy to set up and break down. I think that's what makes it so handy to use and why I'm basically using it every day at practice. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400. You said that right, $400 off your next purchase. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is run by a basketball coach for basketball coaches at any level. You're not going to find anything out there, and it's got a 14-day free trial. We believe in it so much. We want you to join. We want you to come and kick the tires around. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But I can tell you people love it. I can tell you that people do not want to leave. Go over and check it out. And it's got everything from clinics to videos to me talking to lessons to courses to handouts to practice planning to parenting to whatever you need as a basketball coach. It's got it in there. Also, go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, Funnel Down Defense, and leave a 5-star review. We'd love those. All right, let's head on.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Bill with Hoopsalytics, and I'm going to show you how we track custom actions using the Hoopsalytics software. So we've taken a game between two of the best Division III schools in the country. We've scored it. We've created a box score. So we have Swarthmore versus Johns Hopkins. And underneath each school, we have different custom actions that we've tracked. So we can look at details. So let's look at Swarthmore first. So we click the actions, we can see all the different actions that we're tracking here, how often they occurred and how often each player did them. So we've got Barclays, which are back downs, dribble handoffs, high post entries, etc. So you can see like this particular player, number 23, a lot of paint touches, a lot of high post entries, a lot of, you know, decent amount of low post entries, etc. The cool thing about this is you can also determine the scoring efficiency, so not just how often these things occurred, but how well they resulted in points. So in this particular game, you can see that overall for the various actions they did, it's 1.05 points per possession. Paint touch was a little bit better. Low post entries were really good. And the back downs, even though there were only six of them, they were really successful. And then for each individual player, so for example, with number 54, we can click and we can see his various back downs. So they had a really hard time defending this guy. So there's one of his scores. He was basically 2 for 2 on the Barclay back downs. As you see, here's the other one. Like so. And we can also do the same thing for Johns Hopkins. So if we go back to the offensive stats, Johns Hopkins didn't have quite the height that Swarthmore had, but they were very good about getting into the paint. So here's all the different actions we tracked for them. They were a little bit more varied in the things that they did. Again, a lot of paint touches, a lot of high screens, a few high post entries, etc. And if you want to look at the scoring efficiency, Here it is. And so you can see, their paint touches, for example, were okay, but where they really excelled were at low post entries and some of the other smaller actions. And one player in particular, number five, he got into the paint a lot. And again, by clicking, you can see all the different times that he got into the paint. So here's one of them, like so. The next example. Very good to get into the paint. So the other cool thing about Johns Hopkins is that they're really disciplined about not shooting long twos. So if we go to the shot chart for the game, I can see what Swarthmore looked like. Had a few mid-range shots in here, mostly clustered on the inside. But if you look at Johns Hopkins, basically everything's either inside or three-point shots. Really well disciplined, and again, analytically, you don't want to be taking these long mid-range shots. You want to be either layups or threes or free throws. So yeah, that's a quick breakdown of results from this. Next up, let me show you how we score these things in Mipsalytics. So this is the scoring interface, and we're doing a second pass here to do custom actions. You can also do this on the first pass. So as we play the video, like so. So right now we have a high post entry, so we can do actions, number 54, and that's an entry to the high post. And you can see it's logged over here on the left-hand side. Likewise, we continue playing. Now it's a high screen. Same deal, so actions, also by number 54, it's a high screen. So this is how we track actions. Again, every action is tied to that point in the video, so you can always go back and watch it as well. If you want to add your own custom actions, you go to actions, say we have some number 24, you can add a new action type here, whatever you want to call it, and it'll get added to the list over here. And that's really all you need to know about scoring things in Mipsalytics and getting really custom detailed actions. You can also do the same with defense as well. We have something called praise and fail. So if there's a good defensive action on the curve, let's say that number 15 get help, you could add that here, etc. Again, you can add your own defensive types as well. So this is a great way of tracking actions that are outside of set plays. Hope that makes sense. And if you want to get access to this full game and play with it yourself, just reach out to us. And I hope this makes sense. And thanks for watching.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.